This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Discussion of people, places, and things on the DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen here saying hello to the folks in Des Moines, Iowa. Hi, Des Moines. All right, ladies, your turn. Hi, Des Moines.
Hi, Des Moines.
Hi, Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Yes, all right. This is the good news department here at the DJV program. The real evidence that the economy is getting so much better. A lot of people point to the soaring stock market, but there are other measures, and I thought you'd like to know, in terms of certain yardsticks, what is going on and how it is that we can, I can say, other people can say it as well, that there is evidence that things are better here. Food stamp usage is down compared to what it was a couple of years ago. Spending on entertainment, Netflix, Disney trips, that sort of thing. The average American, according to this data released by the Labor Department, spends more than $2,900 a year on entertainment, which is the highest it has ever been. So the middle class that so many people are worried about seems to be revived to a certain extent, feeling better about how much money they can spend. Now, people say, well, what about credit cards? Well, yeah, but in order to use the credit card, if it isn't maxed out, you got to be paying it back. So that's the sign. I thought it was interesting that part of this study, and really this is why the government got into it, because the Department of Agriculture, which monitors the use of food stamps, says that the recovery has brought situation around and more people having jobs, fewer people using food stamps. That seems to fly in the face, Jennifer, from what we were talking about. Was it last week, a number of people on welfare in California? And I got a note from somebody who said to me that was a bogus report. I didn't get it right. The numbers are misleading, yada, yada, yada. So how do you think we're supposed to be reading this? If we take California as an example, I don't want to throw cold water on the 48 million people used SNAP last year. That's a lot of money being spent. SNAP
is California is just an interesting dichotomy because our economy is actually better. Like, if you look at the economy of California, it's not bad, despite the reports that people are leaving the state to find more favorable tax structure for their business or less taxes to live or to drive. But while the economy is better, it's interesting to figure out where that money actually goes, because it's certainly not trickling down to the California middle class. And I think that's what makes it kind of a unique situation. While more people are working, yes, and while the economy is doing better, you're still feeling the pinch because housing is expensive, gas is expensive. We've got a 12-cent gas tax that's starting up in November. That's what makes it really difficult to feel like you've gotten any break at all. It still feels really oppressive to live here in the state.
You know, you look at these numbers. If you go back to before the crash of 2008, and look, again, if you want to just use food stamps as an arbiter or as an indicator of where the economy is, 26 million people were on food stamps in 2007. When the crash occurred almost overnight in, what was it, late 2008, kind of when things started to fall apart, number went to 34 million, and then the next year went to 40 million, and then the next year went to 45 million, and then the next year went to 46 million, and then it went to 47 million, and then it started tapering back after that in late 2014, early 2015 to 45 million, then 43, now down to 41. But you look at that number, and you compare it to 2007, it still is a whopping increase from 26 million to 41 million, and in between has been higher than that. So I suppose the good news is the numbers are going down, and that's what this is, the government is trying to tell you. I don't know whether you think it's fluff and stuff, but if you look at entertainment spending, because this is optional, right? You don't remember, was it about a month ago when I was looking at vacation numbers? We were talking about how many more people were on vacation spending money this year, the largest amount since before 2008. So that was a good sign. I think there are a lot of good signs around.
Well, if you listen to, I mean, the job numbers have been up. The GDP now is at 3%, which is what the goal was for the Trump administration going into office in January, and it's already there.
Yeah.
And so I think there was the promise of tax reform made by this administration that I think the markets really liked. Now, whether or not they can deliver on it after Trump's speech to kind of kick off the selling of tax reform, which he did on Wednesday, that, I think, will affect the economy. I think you can either see a crash if he doesn't get it done, not necessarily a hard crash, but you can see it dump down a bit, or, you know, you'll continue to see those boosted numbers, because I think when you give tax money back to the pockets of people, people spend, right? And it's only good for the economy.
Well, there's a psychological impact to a lot of this. And frankly, the number of people, you look at the number of people going to Disney parks, for example, and that sort of thing. How many people even are signing up for Netflix, and what are the other Amazon? What are the main competitors here in that realm? Netflix, Amazon, who
Hulu.
Else? Hulu, yeah.
Yep, DirecTV Now, they have one too. Sling TV, I mean, there's so many of them.
More and more are signing up. So, anyway, it's good news. Jennifer.
Dougie.
I would like you to answer a question for us in a moment. I want to know whether Californians really use sunscreen in their eyes during the eclipse. I want to get to the bottom of that controversy right after I tell you about the balance of nature, their fruits and veggies. This is an amazing, remarkable product. Balance of Nature provides you the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits, berries, for example. And vegetables, like, what's your favorite? Broccoli, the green vegetables. They're all 31 different fruits and vegetables in this capsule every single day. It's like having 9 to 10 or 11 servings of all of this stuff, and it costs you 22 cents a serving. So you might want to have one of these capsules with every meal, just to make sure you're getting what you want. You're getting the balance of nature. That's really what this company is all about, balancing what nature has provided with fruits and veggies that are, in essence, powdered the same way the superfoods are. This is a new technology, and it really helps boost your immune system. As a matter of fact, the studies show that your immune system will improve by over 700% if you get on a regular nutrient supplementation from Balance of Nature. And if you want to find out how it all works, when you call Balance of Nature at 800-246-8751. Ask them for a health coach. Ask them to guide you. Any questions you have, they'll answer them about how your body works, how it reacts. Is there any such thing as taking too much of this stuff? I don't think there is, but you can ask that. Ask any question you want. You need this product in your life. That's my rendition. When I look at this stuff, I can't imagine how people wouldn't want to have this in your life. 800-246-8751. Use the promo code DJV to let them know that you're listening and that you're entitled to a special discount when you order Balance of Nature products. You can go online to balanceofnature.com. Make sure, again, to let them know you heard the announcement here on the DJV show by using that code DJV. Or call Balance of Nature at 800-246-8751 to get on this program. Save some money. Use the code DJV.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Ace is the best place to get all you need for a great-looking yard this Labor Day weekend. Come in now and get top Scotts products for only $10 each after instant savings. Choose from Scotts Lawn Food, Easy Seed, Ortho Home Defense, Roundup Pump and Go, and more. All just $10 each. Hurry into your local Ace, where top Scotts products are $10 each after instant savings. Through Monday only. Valid on select items and sizes for Ace Rewards members. Limit 2. See participating store for details.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Home Defense ready-to-use 1 gallon perimeter spray, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, or 10-pound bag is your choice, 2 for just $10. Making bugs disappear is quite a trick. Ortho Home Defense and Bug Be Gone can knock out over 100 types of insects. Money in your pocket, fewer pests in your home and lawn. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Home Defense and Bug Be Gone. Your choice, 2 for just $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 6th, U.S. only. See store for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, time to put Jennifer in the hot seat. What in the world? A report that Californians, some Californians anyway, have been treated at medical centers for applying sunscreen to their eyes.
Yep.
To watch the eclipse.
Some of those geniuses thought that would be better than glasses.
What? I really thought this was just fake news. I really didn't think that this was true.
You read those stories, those real stories from the emergency room about the dumb people that come in for medical treatment. This is one of the stories. I guess a lot of people wanted to watch the eclipse, and some of these brainiacs who didn't buy the NASA-approved glasses thought the best way to protect their eyes would be to take out some sunscreen, squish it on their finger, and rub it in on their eyeball to protect it with SPF. Yeah. The eyeball doesn't like the SPF.
No. But who wouldn't know that that's going to burn? I mean, even when you're a kid and, you know, and you sweat and the sunscreen goes into your eyes. And, ow, Mom, my eyes hurt. Like, how do you not know that?
Unbelievable.
Oh, you Californians.
Yep.
Welcome to California. You'd think we would know this. We go to the beach. We have, I mean, come on.
Right.
All right. People are crazy. People are silly. There's a study on people who like playing board games out this week. You're in luck if you're a big board game player. According to this report, a love of board games means that you may be a nicer person. You'll have better relationships. You're good at controlled conflict. Another significant feature of those playing board games is that they require several people to sit down in the same room and concentrate on a shared experience. My God, think about that.
Isn't that so weird?
But you can play these things on your device, too, right? You can play board games on a device.
There are some games, yeah.
But then they're not board games. They're phone games.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
They have, they have the digital versions of Candyland and some of those classic games, but this is so much better.
All right, so let's start a family game night. Jennifer, who would you play with, you and Jeff and the kids?
Jeff is a gigantic game person.
He
has
really?
Every game known to man. It's
is
like
he good at
he,
it.
Yeah, and I mean there are a lot of games he has that I won't even attempt to play because they just look difficult and annoying.
What do you guys do? Have you ever played with him?
Yeah, like we played sometimes on Friday nights because if we don't do something, we'll like have some wine and play a game. And like the last time we did that, we played Ticket to Ride, which is. It's fun. It's like a game where you build like little train tracks and like you have to go in different routes. It's fun.
Oh, that's cool.
What do you play? What do you and Lewis play, Victoria?
Lewis is a big trivia person, and it's kind of annoying
too.
How good he is. So
those are the kind of games I like as well as like the trivia games. Those are
and
fun.
Kara, you? What do you with your roommate? What do you play?
We play strategy games sometimes. Her and her boyfriend and a couple of our other friends. We all get together and play sometimes.
I just found out Meredith knew how to play chess. So I said to her, will you teach me how to play? And she basically said I wasn't smart enough. So
I don't think you're patient enough for
that
chess.
May be
why don't you just stick to checkers?
21 past the hour, DJV show.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
About 23 and change after the hour. Jennifer's favorite group is U2, seconded only. Who is it yesterday you didn't like?
Coldplay.
I want to
clarify. It's not that I don't like them. I like them. I just don't understand the hoopla about Coldplay and U2.
You certainly bashed them a lot on air yesterday for
I was a little tired.
Them.
It was
nice job, Jennifer. All right, so last
weird
week.
Weird voice. Give me a break.
Who? U2? Bono?
No,
Chip Martin.
Chip's the one I'm talking about.
Okay, everybody wants to have a laugh at my expense. Go right ahead. Let's have one big laugh. Ah! All right, anyway,
playing. Funny if you ask for it.
Yeah, I know.
You two. Yeah, some people. Well, keep going, Doug. Last week, you two teased some new material by sending out mysterious letters to fans announcing the arrival of The Blackout. They premiered this song on Facebook, which is off their upcoming album Song of Experience, serving as a follow-up to their album Songs of Innocence from a couple of years ago. Album coming out on the 1st of December, just in time for guess what, boys and girls? 116 days to Christmas. The black and white video of this track, The Blackout, was recorded live. It's not intended as a lead single off the album. But I guess I'd wonder then why the single You're the Best Thing About Me coming out next week, why this thing is already in exposure. This
was tweeted to the fans, and they did it on Facebook Live. U2's been big on Facebook Live throughout this last tour, so this was something they just sent out to the fans because there hasn't been any new music in a while.
Yeah.
So it's actually 3 years since new music came out from them.
But you know what? There's a time... These people were around in the 80s, right? Didn't U2 come
late 80s.
First in the 80s?
Yep.
And so there were four or five albums, and for, a dozen years, they cranked out hit after hit. And then they kind of softened.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you come back after that, sometimes it's difficult to do for recording artists.
Mm.
You know, the people that want to go to their concerts want to hear the old hits. They don't know much from the new hits. But we'll see what happens anyway. All right. Next in the music news department... story of Lorde following up on her music video performance from this past weekend where she didn't sing because she had the flu. Then she had some kind of secret L.A. concert, but how was it a secret? Everybody knew it was at the Houdini Estate in Laurel Canyon. I don't get what why do they refer to it as a secret?
I don't know. They like to hype that kind of stuff. It wasn't real. I guess it wasn't for the tickets weren't for sale to the public, so it was just a fan-based thing, and I guess fans were bussed in and didn't really know what to expect.
Really?
So I guess that's why they considered it a secret. What is the Houdini Estate? Is that where
I could have gone there this past weekend? I'm so bummed.
Yeah. Is it actually related to Houdini?
Yeah, it was a cool place. Yeah,
it's where he lived. No one knows where it is. It's kind of like a hidden secret, but they do events there. And
it's on there. If you go up, it's up to
like Laurel Canyon. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was supposed to go to an event for cystic fibrosis, and I did not this weekend. And look what I missed out on.
Yeah, you missed it out big time. All right. I wonder how many of you are familiar with the Jim Croce song, Time in a Bottle. It's actually one of my favorite songs. Kara loves it as well.
Victoria's falling asleep over there.
Oh, my God.
Every time I see the name Demi Lovato, I start singing, if I could save Demi Lovato, the first thing that I'd like to do. And then it sort of just dribbles out after that because I don't have any words to go into.
I'm
so confused.
What are you saying?
He replaces the lyrics to Time in a Bottle with Demi Lovato.
Weird Al does.
Oh, he does?
I think it's Weird Al. Is that true?
You must have to be a Croce insider, Victoria.
Anyway, it's another reason to play a little bit of
Time
in a Bottle.
You have to be in the Croce Club.
This is a great classic tune. 28 past the hour, memories galore here on the DJB Show.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
I've been taking One Rule Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused 2 breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned, and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, ground meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One Rule Away. During that time, I was taking it 3 times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
On the DJV show, I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. If you would like to, we often spend time talking about things that are important to your health and well-being. If you'd like to have a thorough examination of what's going on in the world of health and your well-being, there's a podcast at blogtalkradio.com/goodday health that you might want to listen to on a weekly basis. blogtalkradio.com/goodday health to get all the latest health news and information from the two gentlemen who we rely on here on this program, Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So it's easy to find, blogtalkradio.com/goodday health. Speaking of health, you'll all be happy to know that American fathers are getting older. I don't know whether this is good or not under the circumstances. I think it's good that fathers are living longer, but they also are older in terms of increased number of births to older men. And so that, in a way, I suppose, affects emotional security for families in terms of older fathers and younger wives and younger babies. So what does it mean? The average age of fathers of newborns in the United States has climbed by almost 4 years over the past four decades. The average age when I was young was 27. That was when actually my daughter was born. The average age of a father was 27. I was younger than that. I was barely, let's see, how old was I? Barely 26. No, 25 then. This year, the average age is 31 for the average father. So I find that interesting. But that's brought about by the fact that so many older men, post 50, post 60, in some cases post 70. What are you, nuts? You want to have a baby when you're 70? You got to be out of your mind.
Well, these are old rich guys with very young wives, so they're not exactly changing diapers. But, you know, there's a lot of studies out there.
Rather blanket statement.
No, it's part of the deal. You marry your wife, you give her a kid.
Right.
Really?
I mean, and I don't think anyone expects a dude who's a grandpa's age to be changing diapers, you know, or up and, you know, doing midnight feedings. I don't think that's happening. But there are so many studies now that show, and I'm sure Dr. Jack can probably speak to this at length, but it's not really healthy for the baby to be an older father. They used to say it was the mother's age that could affect certain, you know, disorders and disabilities. And really, it's more linked now to the father's age.
Yeah, I mean, the genes are the genes. And the healthier both parents are, the healthier the baby's going to be. There's a psychological component here, Victoria. There's a physical component. I think there's an emotional component. There's a psychological component. There's a physical component to this. It just doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. If you're thinking about anybody other than yourself, and if you're not thinking about anybody other than yourself, and you want to do the hoochie coo with some young chick, I suppose people think that way.
I get, like, you know, if you marry a younger girl and she wants a baby, I mean, everyone should be able to do that if they want. So yeah. I don't. You know, that's fine. It's just, I feel sorry. Right. I mean, like I said, there is some medical stuff that's plenty of studies are out there. But, you know, it's also psychologically, it must be hard for a kid to have a dad that's that old.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's part of societal. It's a review of what I'm doing here and thinking as I go through all of this is what it does in the larger part to society. How does it weaken society, in a manner of speaking, and it does. And there are so many. Didn't we go over this a couple of days ago? How many problems there are with youngsters now versus what it was like in the 40s and 50s and 60s. And you wonder about the pro-vaccine crowd versus the anti-vaccine crowd, and the information that comes forth because of that, and other influences as well. The kind of food we eat, what we're doing with our time, how much exercise we do or we don't get, that sort of thing. The population is changing dramatically, and I think those of us who have been around for a while, you see it, and I don't know that it's, I'm not making a value judgment whether it's good or bad, it's just different. It's very different. And so you deal with it, I guess, kind of things. You know, one of the things that makes it, I guess, kind of different is the fact that we communicate and can move around as easily as we do. I'm going to go to Italy for a week in late October. So I was making my trip arrangements yesterday and, you know, getting into, because I'm going to actually fly on three different airlines in order to get to where I have to go, which is in the middle of nowhere.
Yikes.
And so I'm looking at the prices for the trip. It's the taxes on the trip are more than the cost of the airplane ride.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Are these international taxes or?
International, yeah, all kinds of international taxes. It is incredible how much money it costs when you're traveling overseas. We have, the average ticket in America is about an $80 tax. Average overseas tax is $400.
Bring it on.
Wow.
The people are complaining, America's attitude toward the rest of the world is keeping people from traveling. Hell no. It's the taxes that have been imposed, not just by us, but on both ends of the British Airways tax on a flight from Boston to London is $480.
Jeez.
And the ticket's only $234. So Hello, in what universe does that make any sense? Good God. All right. Speaking of traveling, thousands of people packing the streets of a town in Spain for a massive tomato food fight. It's
I've seen pictures of this. I never understood what it's about.
La Tomatina. Every August, this town hosts a tomato-throwing festival. This is the height of the tomato season in Europe and in America. This year's event brought 22,000 people to this town in the southern part of Spain. By the time the battle was over, 150 tons of tomatoes all over people, all over the roads, all over the buildings, all over the sidewalks.
Wow.
This goes back to the end of World War II, when people were celebrating with parades and they threw tomatoes at each other. La Tomatina.
That's fun. Have you ever thrown a tomato at somebody?
I have.
You have?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I have.
Is it part of a festival or just in the kitchen?
No. Actually, it was neither. It was just we had it's funny. I haven't thought about this for years. On the farm, where there were lots of rotten tomatoes, and, at the end, you pick so many tomatoes, and people are going to buy so many, and then there's going to be some left over. We used to feed them to the cows. Well, we actually still do feed them to the cows, along with the old cucumbers and the old lettuce and the corn and all that stuff. Cows love that stuff. But for whatever the reason, a few of us got into this. I suppose it was reminiscent of snowball fights, because that's really, it's kind of a summer snowball fight. You throw rotten tomatoes at other people and think it's funny. We thought it was great sport because it was just so silly. You hit people and the tomatoes would dribble all the way down their head and then their clothes. And tomatoes are really gooey. So after it dries, you got to change your clothes. But I'm trying to imagine all these people throwing tomatoes at each other. And this town, I think 700-800 people live in this town. That's it. So anyway, if you want to have a good time, mark on your calendar next year, the end of August, go to La Tomatina and throw tomatoes at people. All right? It's kind of like a pillow fight with tomatoes.
Bucket list item, yeah.
Yeah, a bucket list item. Very good, Jennifer. Speaking of pillows, I like this. It's time for, the Doug Segway Serenade from Tomatoes to Pillows. Ready?
Ready.
Everybody? Getting your My Pillows, getting the stock up. Time to change those pillows. From last year at the same time, we were talking about pillows. The My Pillow is so special because it has a special stuffing in it and piling. It's a patented fill that the folks at My Pillow have come up with. The pillow stays cool and in place all night. So when you go to bed, you put your pillow underneath your head, your neck, you get the kind of support that you want. As a matter of fact, the kind of support you won't get from any other pillow. You go right to sleep, you stay sleeping better, wake up more refreshed. It's their guarantee or your money back. And speaking of money, you can get a MyPillow right now, 50% off the 4-pillow pack. 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows, 2 travel pillows, 50% off the 4-pack. Use the promo code DJV when you call into MyPillow at 800-716-5989. Or you can go online to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Again, got to use the code DJV for the 50% off the 4-pillow pack plus free shipping. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for the 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee, for the 10-year warranty. The fact that these things can be washed in the machine is kind of cool as well. So, support yourself. Get new pillows for everybody in your family. This is a made-in-USA product from MyPillow. Order them at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
I'm a student.
I'm a professional.
I'm a woman.
And I shouldn't have to worry about walking alone, day or night.
I've heard it all.
Honey, give me a smile.
Harmless catcalls? I never know. I carry Tiger Lady. It's a revolutionary defense tool that's based on one of nature's most efficient defenses, a cat's retractable claws. It weighs less than my phone and is designed to collect DNA. Old-fashioned defense products are heavy, need batteries, or can backfire on me. Tiger Lady is discreet and fits in my hand. And when I make a fist, claws come out like
like a real-life Wolverine.
It's easy to use, doesn't require training, and is legal in all 50 states.
Whether I'm out for a run or making my way around campus, I come prepared with my Tiger Lady.
3 million men and 19 million women have experienced at least one incident of sexual assault. Be aware and be prepared.
For a limited time, go to TigerLady.com and get the family four-pack at a savings of over 15% off. Use the offer code SAVINGS and save an additional 15% off. Find your fear. Set Tiger Lady.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 24th through September 4th. With colors like Picnic, Pressed Flower, and August Moon, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 47 at the hour, DJV time. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen from the Uh-Oh Department. Getting rid of the trash that you're making, becoming more important. We, as a collective, are running out of room. What do you do with all this garbage? It's a significant source of methane and carbon dioxide, and those things are ingredients that drive the climate change problem. And so the people who are studying what to do with the trash, people say we make biofuel with it, burn it up. That's something I've said for a long, long time. Let's convert the waste into energy, burn it. But apparently some scientists are saying that processing garbage into biofuel could reduce global carbon emissions by 80%. And the volume of trash by 87%. Sweden's doing it. Norway's doing it. They claim to have nearly run out of waste, and now they bring garbage in from other countries to meet their energy demands. But there is still some question about, yeah, this is convenient, very good idea, but does it really deter people? You know, I wonder sometimes about this because they equate this to methane gas from cows, waste from cows, and manure and stuff. And is this what we're doing, using this stuff to burn? I mean, when you the old story from Einstein, energy doesn't go away; it just changes shape. So this is all energy. So if you're burning it, thinking you're getting rid of it, and it goes out into the atmosphere, are you really getting rid of it? I think that's the question here, isn't it? Whether or not burning it is really, it's reducing the amount, but
right.
It isn't
but if it's
changing.
Causing more harm than good, then yeah. In the process, and yeah.
There's a question. So then what do you do with the stuff? That's the question. What
right.
The heck do you do with all of this garbage that we make, what is it, 40 pounds on average? The average American makes 40 pounds of waste a week? Some unbelievable amount. I've always said, burn this stuff.
We have that's
old incinerator and turn it into energy. Yeah, but apparently that's not a good idea. So
it's amazing, though, how much since we started saving we freeze our food scraps and then take them to be composted. It's unbelievable how much garbage we have that we don't take out anymore.
Yeah,
that just
composting
sits in landfills.
Is an excellent idea. It really is. Composting fixes the foodstuff problem. It doesn't fix the plastic and hardware problem. 10
right.
Before the hour.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Past the hour now, time for our weekly visit and update on important medical news. That's what this portion of the program is all about. The medical news coming from the journals as studied by Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Important news and information that he as a cardiologist uses as he's treating his patients. Brought to you by the folks that make Super Beats, a great way for you to maintain your blood pressure levels. Ken as a cardiologist will tell you why this is great for your body, your muscles, your brain, all that stuff. In a few minutes after we go through some of these items like the benefits of coffee. Here, this is an up and down. These surveys, Ken, up, down, sideways, coffee's good, coffee's bad, drink 4 cups a day, do this, do that. We like Super Beats better than coffee, but if you can't get Super Beats, don't know about Super Beats, and drink coffee, at least you know that you're not hurting yourself, or at least according to the study, you're not hurting yourself,
well, this
right?
This is a large study. It was reported this week at the European Society of Cardiology Congress in Barcelona, Spain. Remember, I was at the one in Rome last year.
Yeah, right.
A year ago when I delivered my talk. And what they report is, and it's a powered study, a lot of patients that drinking 4 cups of coffee each day can be part of a healthy diet in healthy people. Those who drink at least 4 cups of coffee a day, Doug, have a 64% lower risk of death from any cause than those who drink little or no coffee on a regular basis. And again, some people, this is an individual thing, they're very sensitive, they get palpitations with any caffeine. Some people, it doesn't matter. But if you like, I'm not recommending that everyone go out and drink coffee to live longer, but if you drink coffee, enjoy it, up to 4 cups a day, you're going to live longer, according to this study.
All right. So you've heard it here. Drink 4 cups of coffee. Hoo-ha. Kara and Victoria, you guys don't drink any coffee at all. I don't drink any coffee. Ken, how much coffee do you drink, actually?
Almost none. I'm a little bit of a tea drinker.
Yeah. Okay. Super Beats, Super Beats, Super Beats. All right. Next item of interest from the cardiological. Is that a word? the cardiological yes. point of view? It is, isn't it?
Yes.
As a cardiologist and someone who treats a lot of people who have heart failure, what's the story on salt?
Stay away from it. Mm-hmm. More news from the European Society of Cardiology this week that too much salt is known to be bad for cardiovascular system, and a new study suggests it may even double our risk of heart failure. The American Heart Association, Doug, recommends reducing the daily consumption of dietary sodium to less than 1,500 milligrams per day. That means you can't use a salt shaker and get down to 1,500 milligrams.
Really? So corn and potatoes, all that. I never use salt. I've stopped pretty much using salt, as much as I'd like to stop using sugar or have sugar. And it's the same goal, right? If those who stop using salt, you tell people don't use salt, you tell people for the same reasons, kind of, don't use too much sugar.
Exactly.
Right?
It's all bad for the circulation.
Yeah, right. All right. Another heart. This is a very busy, active society meeting this week. Sleeplessness. If you don't sleep well, it's not good for your heart, apparently. I don't know. It takes a lot of heavy lifting to understand this.
More from the European Society of Cardiology this week, Doug, that poor sleep will not simply leave you bleary-eyed. It's linked with stroke and reduced blood supply to the heart. Poor sleep, this includes too short or too long sleep, difficulty falling asleep, and difficulty maintaining sleep. So all of these factors of bad sleep damage the circulation from head to toe.
Mm-hmm. All the more reason to strengthen your ability to get that blood through your system, and our preferred method of doing it, and also giving yourself energy so you don't need to drink a cup of coffee. If you are not familiar with Superbeats, Ken will spend a minute telling you why it is. It's a great plan to have a daily glass of Superbeats.
We prefer this based on good evidence, Nobel Prize-winning information from 1998, that we all need nitric oxide. It's a messenger in the body, helps to open up the blood vessels so the red blood cells can bring that oxygen from head to toe. But we tend to run out of it because we need to continuously get the building blocks of nitric oxide. If our body becomes deficient, we have problems. And you can measure it with the saliva test strips from Neogenes. And they have two products, Neo40, which gets your tank up, and then Superbeats, which serves as a big jolt of nitric oxide for that midday slump, or if you want to work out, Doug will tell you how to get it.
All right. Yeah, working out, this is very good because it does get the blood to your brain and to your muscles as you work out. Super Beats. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Call 800-655-4183 to get in on the Super Beat bandwagon. This is something more and more people are onto this. Man, is this great stuff for you. It really is all natural. Super Beats, 800-655-4183.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.